Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Before we begin, I want to say thank you very much to Shiloh and Atreyu's family. Their generosity makes today's episode possible. Thank you, guys. Today is the first episode in our Solomon series. This is Solomon Part 1, and it's called, Which Brother Will Be Made King? This comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 6 through 12, 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 1 through 25, and Chronicles chapter 22, verses 7 through 10. Let's jump right in. To understand Solomon, it's important you know who his dad was. The one, the only, David. Have you heard of David in the Bible? Shout out loud what you know about David.
He fought the giant.
He beat Goliath.
Yep, many of you probably know this. Now that same David was the one who no one expected to become king. Samuel had been sent to find the next king, and when he saw Daniel's brothers, he thought,
"Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord."
But the Lord said to Samuel,
"Do not consider his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart."
Then one by one, each brother passed by.
This one?
No.
How about him? I mean, look at this guy. He's smart, he's got the muscles.
Nope. Are these all the sons you have?
Asked Samuel.
Well, yes, there is my youngest son.
Jesse, the father, answered.
He is out tending the sheep.
Samuel sent for the youngest, David. When David entered, the Lord said,
"Rise and anoint him. This is the one."
So David was chosen by the Lord to become king, and he also was the one who defeated Goliath. David ruled as king. Time passed, and he had children. One of them was named Solomon. Everyone say Solomon.
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 Good. That's who we'll be talking about. Solomon grew up watching his father rule the kingdom. With each passing year, Solomon grew older, and so did his father. Until one day, King David was very old. His body was aging. The servants tried to keep him warm by covering him with cozy blankets, but he continued to shiver. It was clear that soon, David needed to make someone else king to replace him. Now, Solomon was not King David's only child. Solomon had many brothers. Do you think that some of them wanted to become king too?
Yep.
If you think you argue with your siblings, boy, you haven't seen anything until you see what happens to Solomon. The very handsome Adonijah was one of Solomon's brothers. He took matters into his own hands and proclaimed he would be the next king.
Yep, I've decided that I'll be king. So go and fetch my chariots and some horses too. Oh, and gather some for my group. I want to tell them my plan so they can help me.
Yes, sir.
But some of the men did not join Adonijah in his plan. Zadok, Benaiah, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and some of King David's special guards didn't want to help Adonijah. But it didn't stop him from continuing his plan. Next, he made animal sacrifices and invited all of his brothers. Well, almost all of them to come. Guess who did not get an invitation? Yep, you guessed it. Solomon and the others who didn't agree with his plan were not invited. At this, Nathan hurried to Bathsheba, Solomon's mom.
Oh my, Bathsheba! Have you not heard that Adonijah has become king and David does not know it? Now, therefore, come, let me give you advice, that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go in at once to King David and say, didn't you promise that Solomon, your son, shall reign after you? And he should sit on your throne? Well, why then is Adonijah king? Then, while you are still speaking with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words.
I imagine them giving each other a secret handshake and scurrying off to complete their plan. Bathsheba went to the old king in his chamber, bowed and paid homage to him, and the king said,
"What do you desire?"
She said to him, "My lord, you swore to your servant by the Lord your God, saying, 'Solomon, your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne.' And now, behold, Adonijah is king, although you, my lord the king, do not know it. And now, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, once you pass, I and my son Solomon will be counted offenders, and we will be doomed." Just as they'd planned, while she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. They wanted to ensure the king believed what was happening. It would be like you saying your sister was the one who broke the window, and your brother comes in to agree that
it really was our sister who broke the window. I promise I was there too.
So Nathan walks in to repeat the same thing Bathsheba just said. Nathan bowed before the king, with his face to the ground, then stood and spoke.
"My lord the king, have you said that Adonijah shall reign after you? For he has gone and made a celebration of sorts. Did I, your servant, somehow miss this news?"
Now, listeners, there's something you must know. Adonijah was the older son, and usually, just like you've seen in movies, the oldest son typically gets crowned king next. So why was Solomon supposed to be king instead of him? I'll tell you why. A long time ago, before Solomon was even born, the Lord told David his plan. What would happen? We can read this in 1 Chronicles chapter 22. We are rewinding to when Solomon was much younger. David kindly told young Solomon this.
"I have something important to tell you."
"What, Dad?"
"My son, I had it in my heart to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Not you, but your son, he will build it. Behold, a son shall be born to you, and I will give him rest from all his surrounding enemies, for his name shall be Solomon. And I will give peace and quiet to Israel in his days, and he shall build a house for my name. He shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish his royal throne in Israel forever.
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. What did you think? Talk about sibling problems. Can you imagine what it would feel like if your brother tried to become king when you were supposed to be the one named king next? How might that make you feel?
I feel scared and angry.
How do you think it made Solomon feel?
Mad and scared.
Well, next week, we get to hear what Solomon did. Who will be crowned king, I wonder? Will it be Adonijah or Solomon? If you had to guess, who do you think it will be? We are leaving with some suspense. Well, kinda, because remember, didn't God already tell David that Solomon would rule?
Yes.
And did he tell him this news even before Solomon lived? Isn't that amazing? God knows everything. He doesn't have to wait and see what we do, or ask presidents what their plans are before he can make his. No, he is all-powerful and knows all. In our next episode, we will continue to find out what happens between the two brothers. But while you wait, I bet you can guess who will become king. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to click subscribe or follow so you don't miss the continuation of our series. And, as always, bye for now.